Welcome to A Slice of App Pie. I'm Steve Lipton, your host for this show on the tips and tricks for you to become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice? Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to the first episode of Slice of App Pie. So here's a story about a secret park. The Disney Institute used to be a theme park for adult education. For a package fee, you got your room and dining options, plus two classes a day in any of the specialties offered by the Institute. The subject covered were areas that Disney excelled. It was a fantasy camp for adults who wanted to be Imagineers. For several years, I took a week of courses at the Disney Institute as my annual vacation. I took animation, I took cooking, I took photography classes, taught by cast members with 10 or more years of experience in their fields. I learned most of what I know about photography, animation, and even video production from these talented people. On my last visit to the Disney Institute, I took an in-field course in Disney architecture. While every course I took mentioned the secret, it was this course that one of Disney's most cherished ideas finally sunk in. Everything is a story. Everything you do tells a story. Now, this is probably very easy to see on the Peter Pan ride or the Winnie the Pooh ride. The rides tell the story of the movies. But you dig deeper in any attraction or resort in any of the Disney properties and you see how deep story plays. For example, look at Star Tours. You can just wait in line to go into Star Tours with nothing around you. Many amusement parks or roller coasters do that. Just leave that piece of concrete platform with some railing and that's all you got. You can look at the ride for the whole time. Instead, you see what Star Tours does. In Star Tours, you aren't waiting in line for getting on a thrill ride. You're walking through a spaceport on your way to the moons of Endor. Every detail of the attraction keeps with the story, including the uniforms of cast members, the number of times R2-D2 shows up, the whole bit. Look at the resorts. Each tells a story about a hotel or place the hotel is supposed to be. The Wilderness Lodge, for example, is supposed to make you feel like you're in Yosemite National Park, not in the middle of Orlando, Florida. Long after those Disney adventures, I later read Seth Godin's provocatively titled book, All Marketers Are Liars, which he later changed to All Marketers Tell Stories, and that's a lot more accurate. The stories marketers tell are the ones that you get with the experience at Disney. No matter what kind of story you tell, stories have an emotional impact. When you tell a good story, you influence people to make decisions, even if the story is different than the facts. Here's a story you might not have heard. Once upon a time, a man thrown out of the company he started rescued a division of Lucasfilm. Instead of failing, the company prospered wildly with a bunch of nerdy creative types and a fired Disney animator. The man learned many things there, including collaboration and intense love of story. He sold that company to Disney to become one of the largest shareholders in Disney. This one failing company essentially took over the failing animation division, making it a success once again. The man was Steve Jobs. This is the story most of the books on Steve Jobs forgets to tell. The company Jobs rescued, then sold, was Pixar. Pixar infused that love of story back into Disney animation, ironically through the influence of that fired employee, John Lasseter. When Jobs returned to Apple, Jobs used story almost immediately, grabbing the attention of both the demoralized staff at Apple and the public. It was a story as an advertisement, but it stated Apple's new story, who they wanted to be. This was the beginning of the Think Different campaign, with the ad, The Crazy Ones, narrated by Richard Dreyfuss. Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them. Because they change things, they push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. That story succeeded to get everyone's attention. And the rest is history. Here's another example of story. When you were writing or getting your coffee in Starbucks, you were living Howard Schultz's story for Starbucks, the Italian piazza. He saw Starbucks as third space, a place neither home nor work where people could go. Schultz sells coffee, but tells a story of a place to simply hang out with your coffee at a time when his competition was hanging no loitering signs. An example of what happens when you are not careful with story is Borders Books. I used to go to Borders Books to get coffee and sit and work on my laptop for hours. Their story became merely to sell a lot of books and coffee, not make good space for people who love to relax with their book or get some work done. They kicked people out of the Borders Cafe after about 15 minutes. Against Amazon's story of virtually selling any book in existence without getting out of your chair, and Starbucks' story that you can read for hours in the same seat, Borders failed. Story is not just a theme. Story is identity that can lead to your success or failure. Never underestimate the power of story. This podcast is a story. It tells the story of the creative indie mindset. It is the story for those who are the square pegs in the round holes of most business and success podcasts. While we'll talk about corporations, I'm not one and you're not one. Just people who make their art and want to make a living at it. We'll look at our enemies to our success, who often are as close as your nearest mirror. We'll look at producing and marketing your work. We'll look at the mental struggles corporate types will never have that are unique to us. Please subscribe today in iTunes, or if you already subscribed, please leave a rating and review. Thank you very much for listening to this first episode of Slice of App Pie. Have a good one.